For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, about to reintroduce an old friend to the show. Jess. Hello, Jess. Used to be on the Drive Show.
Used to be. I'm coming back.
Yeah. Currently having...
How quickly you replaced me.
Mate, commercial radio, you know the drills. But, Jess, it's so great to chat to you. We know you're having the best time on maternity leave. Just quickly before we get into something and why we've got you on the show, how's it all going with your beautiful baby boy, Ravi? Give us the updates.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. He started smiling and laughing at me. So, you know, I feel like I've started a lifetime's worth of just him making fun of me, really, because he just laughs at me for no reason.
Okay, that's good. How old is little Ravi now?
He's 4 months.
Wow.
4 months old. I know, it's gone fast, hasn't it?
Okay, well, there's lots of love for you, Jess, and we do miss you. But Dave and I, we've been chatting all day here, and I know that this has made its way to you as well. But Dave, what was the main consensus of what was happening across Geelong this weekend?
Mate, Geelong stinks right now.
Stinky.
Geelong and the Bellarine, absolutely putrid. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I have no idea what's going on because I have been staying with my mum and dad recently because I don't know if word's gotten back to Geelong, but I broke my ankle as well. So that's been a time. So I haven't been in town, and I messaged him this weekend and said, mate, I heard there's a big stink. What's been going on?
There has been a big stink. But yeah, well, I didn't tell everyone that you broke your ankle 4 weeks after having a baby. But
crazy.
Congratulations to you and the fam. That sounds hideous. But yeah, you did.
New baby and a new ankle, you know, just making it all happen.
The reason that I've got you on the show, Jess, that Davo and I wanted you here is because, yeah, you did text me. And I believe I've looked back at my phone. It was 12:51 a.m. on a Sunday morning, which is the classic time to text mates. And I just thought
it'd
be...
breastfeeding, and I have my best ideas when I breastfeed.
And do you want me to read the text, or do you want to go back and read it yourself, maybe?
No, you can read it.
Okay. So I got this text, Davo.
Did it make sense? Was it in English?
Hey Tim, I'm just feeding Ravi and hearing about the great stink in Geelong. And Monday afternoon, you should do a parody song to That's Amore, but in a bad Italian accent, something along the lines of when the stink hits your nose like a big pizza pie, that's not amore.
Jeez.
Fantastic. It's one of my best.
We're missing this creative brain.
The surface are missing. Yep. When I'm not on the show.
Yeah, but you did say, but way better than that.
Yep.
And then please send it to me when it's done. Thanks, we can discuss a little bit more.
Usually, like, I might have an idea and I'll tell you and then you make it better. So I'm assuming that's what's happened.
Well, we wanted to. This was a kind of a two for one. This is a welfare check because clearly everything's not okay, and we wanted to see what the world would look like if there was a parody song about the smell in Geelong called "That's Not Amore." Would you enlighten us?
You want me to sing it?
No. Sorry. Would you like to just sit back and listen to what that world could be if you were here with this creative brain of yours?
That I'm on board with.
All
yes,
right,
please. Thank
here we
you.
Go.
When the scent smells so wrong and it's right round Geelong, not amore.
Not amore.
When it smells like big crap and it makes you feel sad, that's not amore.
Not amore.
It smells bad, stinky, stinky bad, right across Geelong and it's crappy, so not amore.
Not amore.
All right. So,
wow.
Wanted to just turn your night fever baby brain into reality.
It's better than I could have ever hoped for.
I disagree. I couldn't disagree more, Jess. I know that, like,
I'm surprised,
you know.
You didn't want to take credit for this.
No.
I was fully expecting you to do that.
No, I told.
He washed his hands of it immediately. But
I told Davo, and she said, we need to reach out. We need to check in on this girl because we all have these thoughts, especially young mums, you know, out there in the wee hours of the night. But I wanted to see yours come to reality. And so, what's your overall thought?
I mean, 11 out of 10. I think you should do the rest of the show just in that accent.
Right, ooh, well, I disagree. No. I don't think we're allowed to anymore.
And if you do think it's great, unfortunately, that is the third time you have confirmed that. So we are going to have to send someone out to check on your mental state. But Jess, we miss you. We love you. Stop messaging me in the middle of the night, okay? Love you.
Okay. I might pop in during this week regardless, just to say hi.
No, that's okay. We're good.
I've got way more ideas, guys. Let me back.
Yeah, send an email.
Tim and Davo. Davo, Saturday morning, Geelong CBD, City Markets, whatever you want to call them. It's the hottest ticket in town.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't need a ticket, but people are loving it.
Can I just say, each week on week, it's getting better and better with all the stalls that they're bringing in there and great food.
100%. The food is elite. So I was coming into town on Saturday morning this week, just this weekend, just going past my son. And the only thing, and it's whether it's Sunday or Saturday, whatever day of the week, Geelong CBD, parking can sometimes be a bit of a challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, we're lucky enough here at the radio station where we do have a basement, and if there's spots available, you can get a park, whatever. Basement was full. My son and I, we're driving around, wanted to get to the markets to get a whole bunch of stuff. Found a park kind of up towards Ryrie Street. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you beauty, it's about 10:30. I'm ripping in, get the park, only a block away. Someone comes and stands in it, waving me away.
I hate that. Oh, I really don't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and then you're playing a game of chicken, and I'm kind of sit in my car there mm-hmm. with the indicator on, kind of hands up like, well, what's going on? I mm-hmm. want to park there, and just she's waving me off. She goes, no. And then a Land Cruiser or something behind me pulls up, and she goes, she's like pointing.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's for them.
I'm saving this spot for them. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
It's a hideous thing to do to another human, isn't it?
But also the confidence on that person to stand in that car park and wave people off, that is confidence I dream of, my friend.
I'll give you one guess at the age demographic of this woman.
She was 60 plus.
She was. I just like, I'm not proud of myself. Mm. So when I drove off, I had the window down. And she didn't say anything. And I was like, well, this is really disappointing. And then I drove off.
Did you say that to them?
Yeah, I said, this is really disappointing, and drove off.
Just touching on that, like, you do have to have the age and wisdom to have that confidence. You need to have that time in your life to be able to go, I don't care.
See, I think you do have that version of confidence to be able to do that. But I just know you don't think that that's an okay thing to do. Because I've seen you confident. You're a king.
If I stood in there, though, I would crumble under the pressure. If you were looking at me as going, excuse me, but I want to get in there, I'd be like, oh, fair enough.
I tried.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. No. I think you can't, if you're not in a motor vehicle, then you can't hold a car park. Much like if you're not in a motor vehicle, you're not allowed to go through the drive-thru, okay? So there's rules.
There are rules. I thought we could hit the phones with this on 52232955. Can you stand in a car park to reserve it? Because there's something, maybe it's because when you're the driver, you miss out and you're the one that's frustrated. So maybe it's very one-sided, but 52232955, can you stand in a car park to reserve it?
And I'm happy to hear from people that definitely do. Like, if you love it, please let us know why.
Yep.
Why you think it's okay. Yeah.
Darren and Leopold, do you think you can stand in a car park to reserve it?
No chance, mate. You can't get somebody on foot standing in a car park. That's just not acceptable for the older generation, younger generation. Doesn't matter, mate.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Any age group, absolutely not okay.
I'd respect a cone more than a person, because at least a cone tricks you into thinking, you know, oh, there must be some kind of...
It's official.
Official thing going on. Where it's just cone. Yeah, you know, it's like some lady yelling at me.
Oh, no.
Less official.
Yeah. Unacceptable.
You should have tried to tell her that your son needed to go to the toilet and pulled on her heartstrings a bit.
I was too busy to let her know how disappointed I was in her, but I was like, maybe that's the angle. But Darren, have you ever had to encounter this yourself?
I reckon I've had similar incidents in the past, and yeah, I'm not one to stand for that.
Okay, well, physically, literally.
Well, she was.
So she was. There you go. Lloyd in Armstrong Creek. Lloyd, is it all right to stand in a car park to reserve it?
I mean, I don't think you should, but I remember this conversation we had a few months ago, Timmy boy, about standing in car parks and stealing traffic cones and using them for ourselves.
Oh, okay. So you. Interesting.
No. Lloyd.
Lloyd, tell us
this
the truth.
This was in residential areas like Armstrong Creek and estates.
Oh, I don't think that matters.
No, because it's like if someone parks at the front of your house in Armstrong Creek or Mount Denis, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you parking in front of my house? There's 1,000 places to park your car. So I'm all about a cone in a suburban area.
Okay.
In town. Lloyd, what
you
are you
just always
you
agreed
off?
About the cone Lloyd. With the other bloke, Darren. You said, oh, yeah, that should be all right. Actually, a cone sounds good. So you are part of the problem.
Why not use a traffic cone? Because like I said, it's an official thing, but then you can be the official person parking in that spot by using the traffic cone.
Yeah, you're just a little... You're a bean stick away from putting a fluoro vest on.
I've always got one in the car.
And standing there with the cone.
When I used to have a Hilux ute, I used to have a flashing orange light. I never got to use it to see if I was a council worker.
Oh,
but you can't be doing it in town.
For you too.
Well, Lloyd... This is a betrayal of some different level from you, Lloyd. I'm disappointed in you as well. So you can join that lady on the sidewalk.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
On my walk into work today, you know, sometimes if you're running ahead of time, you can just have a bit more of a stroll.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a bit of a stroll, kind of taking in, like, normally it's just like head down, get to work, whatever it is.
Yep, you're looking at the roses. You're smelling the roses.
Smelling the roses.
Well, not right now in Geelong.
Yeah,
stinky.
But saw a van. I had to wait at a intersection for a van to kind of turn in. And I was just blown away because I didn't think we were doing this anymore. Do you know that Busters are still out there?
What?
Busters. So now we know the Ghostbusters. There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! So what were they busting, Davo?
Ghosts.
Yep. I walked past a van today that were the Moldbusters in Geelong. And I was like, when did we stop busting things? I haven't seen... Like, there are so many different avenues where we could... Like, why aren't the police rebranding as crime busters?
Mm.
You know, firefighters, firebusters. Like, I feel like we've moved on from busting since the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I mean, we will definitely come back to this. I do need to let you know of this tidbit of this man that lives up in Darwin who has not let busting go.
He literally has
a buster mobile, like looking like Ghostbusters,
so
and he gets around in the outfit, and he actually busts ghosts. I'm not, like, he goes to... So it is alive and well. In Darwin.
Well, in Geelong, like, it seems like it's, whether it was mold, I can't remember the specifics because I wanted to give this business a shout out, but they drove past and my jaw hit the floor because I didn't realise we were still busting, and I want busting to come back, Dave.
It's a great descriptive word because it does suggest that it is gone.
The problem is gone because it's been busted. So I've been thinking about what other ways could we be busting, like a locksmith, like... Locksmith is the most confusing. Like, yes, back in the day, everyone knew what smithing was. Oh, I'm smithing the hell out of this. I'm smithing this. I'm smithing that. Lockbusting.
Sniffing. Not sniffing. Yeah, just making sure.
Lockbusting.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're coming to do. You're coming to bust my lock. You're going to get me out of a jam right now. And I think busting is a underutilized way that businesses can market themselves. Because like you said, if someone's busting something... It's done.
I like the crime busting. I think that's a great one. Lock busting doesn't have the same ring to it. What else can we bust?
Well, we could bust, like, you know.
What else would you like to be busted?
I would, like, you know, maybe you're into different almonds, cashews.
Sorry?
Maybe you could be.
Nut
like,
busting. You led me there. You led me there, you dirty dog. What else could we bust?
That wasn't as hard as what I thought it was going to be to walk you there.
No, I wanted to.
Yeah. It's Tim and Davo.
There's an absolutely outrageous story that's currently on the Geelong Advertiser. It caught my eye over the weekend, and let me tell you, have I giggled?
It is not often we come into work and race to our computers to write something on the show and fight to be like, I saw this, I need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then you came in, I was looking at something, you said, too late, brother. I've already got this. We are on it.
Well, look, the story begins with a bloke who is in North Shore, and he's been found guilty of growing a bit of a Snoop Dogg salad.
Smoothie salad. Okay. Yeah, the green stuff.
Mm.
Marijuana.
And I mean, that's all, you know, like that happens and that's terrible and he's been obviously in trouble for it. But what's caught my eye on this is the headline to it. Well, this is the subheading for it.
Okay.
A man caught growing Snoop Dogg salad in his North Shore backyard has blamed birds for planting the seeds.
Yeah.
Saying that they may have dropped them when they were flying overhead.
That's crazy. It's the most creative thing I've ever heard, but there's no way that that can be a legitimate thing that's happened, right?
Well, you don't know. Allegedly. I mean, what has come out of this sort of investigation? It says that he reckons they dropped the seeds in the pots. He also said that he thought they were Chinese plants. And then the magistrate asked the defense lawyer, saying, I take it your client is not a green thumb, and nor were the birds.
I mean, great from the photo that I've seen. What accuracy, the perfect middle of this pot plant. You couldn't have asked for it in a more specific place.
Genuinely.
He's done well.
Just giving a bit of dumb criminals. But I do think, unfortunately, the Geelong Advertiser has missed out on a fantastic opportunity for some of the worst headlines of all time.
100%. It feels like it was too informative. Not enough fun. It's the most ridiculous story ever.
It is.
Where's the razzle? Where's the dazzle, as you would say?
That's right. So I thought you and I could come up with some headlines for this particular story. What do you reckon?
Okay, here we go. Take it away, Davo.
Birds, bongs and bullsh. North Shore man blames feathered dealers.
Okay.
Have you got one?
I got one. High-flying excuse. Local bloke blames budding cannabis plant on rogue bird.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah,
just trying to get as many bees in there as possible. Okay.
Tweeted and toked. Feathered criminals on the loose.
Okay. All right. Last one. Polly want a pot plant?
Oh.
Geelong man points wing at bird for backyard grow.
I love it. From beak to bong. You know what I mean? Like, that's hilarious. Blame it on the budgies.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.